It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, KIT Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, with that, we welcome you to Benedictine College Basketball this afternoon here on KIT Radio as the Lady Ravens and Ravens on the road in Oskaloosa, Iowa, being hosted by William Penn University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's producing and engineering back at the Care Sports Studio. Tom Cowles here to bring you the ball game. And speaking of the ball game, it got underway moments ago. They got this thing off early by maybe a couple, 3 minutes for some reason. And let me just kind of quickly bring you up to date. Each team's had a couple of possessions. Each team has hit a bucket. It is 2-2. Josie Weiser with two for Benedictine, currently West with two for William Penn, and we are very, very early on. Welcome. Oskaloosa, Iowa, it's cold this afternoon. 28 degrees, feeling like 16, overcast. Here's a shot, going to go up. No. Rebound, Benedictine. Lady Ravens coming up court with the basketball. For BC, it is the starting five that you know. Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Dewart, Josie Weiser, Jennifer Jacobs, and Riley Roddinghouse. For William Penn, it's going to be the same five they started when they were down here in Atchison, you know, what, the 2nd of January? And they are going to be starting, let me get my program pulled back out here. They're going to have Asia Arrowwood, 5'8 senior from Wichita. They've got Mariah Baltera from Overland Park. She's a 5'7 senior. Jada Smith is a senior from Milwaukee. She is 5'7. 6 foot Carly West out of St. Paul, Minnesota, and Lacey Whitcomb out of OP. She is a senior. Here we go. Lady Ravens coming up court with it. The driving shot up and good. Lauren Dubert for two. Now, the last time these two teams played, and now Benedictine, by the way, leading at 4-2. Last time these two teams played, it was at Donnybrook. At that time, maybe too old a reference to use, but the Benedictine Lady Ravens ran away with a 91-46 win. All 15 players on the bench played. Five Lady Ravens in double-figure scoring, led by Lauren Dubert with 18. Brueggemann and Nicholson had 12 apiece, and Weiser and Morales each with 10. So BC with five in double figures. Here's a three from the top, up way short. Dubert clearing down another rebound, and here comes Benedictine, quickly down the right side with it. Stork has just come in. Out on top is Josie. Wanted to take the shot, can't get it away. It'll come back into the lane on the court one time. JJ, turn shot up, no good, rebound. Walking a tightrope down to the baseline, and it's going to be saved and then lost out of bounds by Nicholson. So Kennedy had it for a moment, and then it kind of got away from her. And it would belong to William Penn. 4-2. Benedictine with the early lead. Coming into the game today, the Lady Ravens, 20-5 on the season, 17-4 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, William Penn, they have not fared that well. Now it's going to be knocked away by Josie and out of bounds. William Penn comes into the game under second season head coach Joe McKinstry. They are 3-21. They are 2-18 in the Heart. Ravens are going to get Riley Brueggemann into the game. Ball comes in play. Penn's going to bring it back out on top. They'll drive into the lane, dump it out to the top side where the three-point shot is launched and missed. And offensive rebound pulled down underneath, followed up and missed. A Benedictine foul. I suspect it may be going to be on Stork. And it will be the first foul of the ball game for Nicole Stork for Benedictine. It is 4-2 BC, and coming to the free throw line will be Carly West. Carly has those only 2 points so far for Penn. Puts up the first one and will not go in. One more free throw coming up here for Carly, and she will hit that one. 4-3, Lady Ravens with the lead. We are almost midpoint of the opening quarter. Here comes Brueggemann. This is a low-scoring game so far. Around to the left side, trying to drive in. Kennedy comes back on top, stepping in, and it's going to be Jacobs. Nope. Rebound on the floor. Benedictine is going to recover it. Stork back over to the right side. Josie tries to juke her defender, comes off on top. Brueggemann, she'll step down, pull up, 15 off the rim. No. Rebound. Jacobs sends it to the corner. Lady Reeves are going to continue to keep it alive. Here comes Brueggemann down to the right side. Hook pass into the middle. Jump shot. Good. Brueggemann, the assist. First points of the ball game for Jennifer Jacobs. Ravens go up now 6-3. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Flying down court with it is going to be Asia Arrowwood. William Penn backs away. Penn in there very kind of white, almost really, really, really light gray with navy and gold lettering and trim. Benedictine in those familiar traveling black uniforms with red and white. First shot missing, but an offensive rebound. Penn's going to keep it alive. They'll dump it over to the left side, brings it back out on top. Benedictine with an early lead at 6-3. Running shot is up and missing. Rebound to get in. It's going to be Jacobs. Jennifer starts to bring it up the floor herself and gets defended, finally able to get rid of it over to Brueggemann. Riley up the floor with it for BC. Pivots with the left foot, now starts into the lane, drives down into the middle, and has the ball knocked out of her hand. It got fouled. Reaching across to slap that ball away, Carly West. So we will have a whistle and a foul, and Lady Ravens will put it in play down to the baseline. About 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. BC will look to bring it in. They'll lob it way out on top. Jacobs is going to have to go chase it. Feeds underneath to Stork. Gets it to the baseline. Look away pass. On top. All alone. It's a three. Misses. Rebound. Ravens are going to keep it alive again. Jacobs has it. And then she has it stripped out of her hands. Here comes Arrowwood. She'll take it down the left side. Drives in. Hits a bucket. And is it counting or is this going to be a blocking foul? Or is it going to be an offensive foul? It's going to be an offensive foul. Asia Arrowwood drives in. And that was a spectacular play by Dubert to get in front of her, get herself planted, draw the foul. Arrowwood's first foul of the ball game. It'll be team foul one by Penn. We're down to inside 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with the basketball. Lady Ravens are going to walk it up, dump it over to the right side. Way up high, Dubert, right wing. Comes out top of the key. BC will work the perimeter. Stork. Now the feed down to the baseline, driving across underneath the dish into the corner, cutting back into the lane again, falling away. The shot goes up when it doesn't go in, but a foul. Lady Ravens are going to be coming to the free throw line. So Benedictine will be stepping to the line and coming up there. It's going to be, and she's just into the ballgame, Benedictine Senior Riley Benedictine Senior. It's going to be Riley Wade. Brueggemann's already in there. Riley Wade, 5'9" senior from Olathe. She is the sixth senior, the starters and Riley. Half a dozen seniors for BC. Free throw, got that one. Couple of free throws good for Riley Wade, and the Ravens go up 8-3. We're down to 3:15, 3:14, running along here in this opening quarter of basketball. And as the ball's back into the lane, we're going to have a Benedictine foul. BC is going to reach in. And the foul is going to be on Lauren Dubert. So Dubert picking up the personal foul. It'll be her first. Lady Raven team foul two. Penn has committed three fouls so far in the ball game. It will be Lady Statesman basketball coming into the baseline. They'll back it away. Put a ball on two. It's off the rim. No. Rebound. Benedictine. Bergman coming up with the board. Brings it up the floor. Outlets Dubert. She'll go all the way to the baseline. Hook pass over to the left side. On the floor once. But comes back out on top. Carmen Morales in the game. Here's Brueggemann. She starts to drive in and travels with the basketball. So BC is going to turn it over now at 2 minutes and 55 to go in the opening quarter. And we're going to get a Penn timeout. Our first break of the ball game coming at 2:55 to go. Quarter number one, Oskaloosa, Iowa. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 8, William Penn 3.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grills all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
As we come back to Lady Raven basketball, I'm going to start this mention that I'm going to share with you off with a bit of a disclaimer. Not a criticism, just telling you how things are going. These teams they're having a bit of a time of it. William Penn is 1 of 13 shooting the ball, including 0 of 7 from outside. So they're hitting a 7% of their shots. Benedictine is 3 of 11, 0 for 4 from outside. So they're hitting, what, like 27% right at a quarter of their shots. So right now, neither team having any luck putting the ball in the hoop. But there's another shot by Penn that misses. Rebounding it back down is going to be Brueggemann, and Benedictine back up floor with the basketball. The lob into the lane goes to Stork. She gets bumped a little bit. Loses the handle on the ball, and we will have a William Penn foul. The whistle is going to be on Carly West. It'll be her first foul of the afternoon. So Carly picks up the foul. Benedictine will bring the ball in. It'll go left side. Dubert backs up, squares up, shoots and hits a three. Lauren Dubert leading Benedictine like she did in the last meeting between these two teams. She's got five. Lady Ravens go up 11-3. And we've got 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Penn works it outside, and they are stretching the floor. They're trying to open up something inside, get a little better percentage shot. The dish will go into the corner. Now driving into the lane, kind of an off-balance, falling away shot is up and unsuccessful. Brueggemann with yet another rebound and races up the floor, takes it down the left side, gets knocked to the floor, and we will have a Penn foul. And this is going to be team foul five, and that will put Riley Brueggemann on the free throw line for the Lady Ravens. So coming to the free throw line will be Brueggemann. It is on Michaela Berger, by the way, who's just committed to the game. That's who their foul is going to be on. Brueggemann stepping up there. Couple of free throws. First one, yep. And that is Brueggemann's first point of the game. That makes it 11-3, or 12 now. And the second one is no good, so 12-3 Benedictine, and we're at a minute 50 and rolling it down toward the end of the opening quarter. Moving along relatively quickly. The shot's going to be blocked from behind by Morales. It's out of bounds and off William Penn. Can Penn be held to 3 opening quarter points? Wow, that is not impossible. Jennifer Jenkins is going to do the inbound for the Lady Ravens from deep in the backcourt, and we're at a minute 40 and counting in quarter number one. Lady Ravens with the basketball up 12-3. Way out on top. They're going to lob it to the left side, down to the baseline corner. BC also working the perimeter right now. Here's Dubert. Swings it back over to the left side. They'll feed Morales at the free throw line. Back to Lauren all alone. She hit a three a moment ago. She'll hit a three again. Lauren Dubert back-to-back three. She's got 8. It's now 15-3 Benedictine. We're just over a minute to play in the first quarter. The ball's going to be knocked away. Stolen by the Ravens. Drive it down, Wade. Leans, turns, shoots, missed it. And we have another foul, and it's going to be a blocking foul on William Penn. Benedict then once more will be coming to the free throw line. This time it's going to be Riley Wade. Wade will have two free throws. She is 2 of 2 at the free throw line already today for her only 2 points. First one, yes. So Makayla Berger, having come into the game, has very quickly picked up 2 fouls and pretty much as quickly is coming back out of the game. Later Reeves are going to make a substitution, and the official's looking at the scores table. We've got Josie over here, but I'm sure she's probably coming in for Wade. So should Riley hit the second free throw and provide a dead ball opportunity, Weiser will come back in. Second free throw is good. So 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Riley Wade and Benedictine now goes up 17-3. Josie comes back into the game. A minute to go in the opening quarter. Penn desperately trying to find some kind of offense, and they have found none. Lady Raven defense has got a lot to do with that. Here's a three. No. Rebound, BC. Here comes Dubert. It's a three-on-three break. Lauren brings it down, kicks it left side. That's a long three, and it's good. 3-point shot, Benedictine from deep, deep from the left side. Kennedy Nicholson knocks it down. Ravens are now up 20-3. Driving left, layup, blocked out of bounds. It will be a block by Josie, and it'll be William Penn basketball down at the baseline. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter, 23 on the shot clock. Penn will be looking to get their second score of the game here in the last half a minute of the opening quarter. It'll come in over to the left side. Brought back out on top, Jada Smith. Now the drive right, dropping a shoulder shot, goes up, misses, rebound is on the floor. Two players get tied up with the basketball, and on the jump ball, it is going to be Penn basketball. Now we got a Lady Raven a little slow to crawl up from the floor as two players went hard to the ground, and one of the Penn players lands on top of Carmen Morales. Carmen takes a minute, climbs to her feet. Now she's going to come off the floor. Seems to be okay. But she's going to pull up a chair and catch a little air. Back into the game is going to come Riley Brueggemann. Riley Rottinghouse. Remember, Coach and I joked about this the other day. 3 Rileys on the Lady Ravens team this year. So bear with me, okay? 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Shot clock's off. Benedictine up the floor. Here's Josie. That three doesn't go. Rebound pin. Can they get another bucket in the opening quarter? Ball gets away. It's on the floor. Picked back up. 10 seconds. Still on the backcourt. Driving right. Cross the timeline. Lobs it to the left side. On the floor one time. Baseline three. No. Rebound Benedictine. Here comes the Josie with 1 second, a half-court shot. Way short. It's the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor, and it's all you thought it might be. After one in Oskaloosa, Iowa. The Benedictine Lady Ravens 20, William Penn 3.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
All right. When you try to figure out how on earth do you score 3 points in a quarter of college basketball, well, here's how you do it. Here's the recipe for this. I was kidding the guys last time on that high school scoreboard show about the recipes. Well, here's that recipe. You shoot 1 of 18. Okay? That is 5.6%. You go 0 for 9 from outside And the good news is you did hit one of your two free throws. So when you go one of 18, you're probably going to get about a basket a quarter. And that's what Penn has gotten. Benedictine, on the other hand, 6 of 15, 40%, 3 of 8 from outside at 37, and 5 of 6 at the free throw line. So, yeah, those are kind of the things that add up. William Penn's going to have the ball. We're back in play to begin the second quarter. So Penn with the basketball up top side. Working right in front of the Benedictine bench. Their drive will go down the left side of the lane. Sweeping hook shot. No. Rebounding it off the floor is going to be Jacobs, and Jennifer starts to bring it up the floor herself. Outlets it Josie down the left side in front of the scorer's table. Pulls up, feeds in the middle, gets it there to Rodinghouse. Back over to the right. Baseline three. No. Rebound tipped around. It's going to be out of bounds off Benedictine. Josie had gotten herself underneath the goal for the Lady Ravens, trying to get a handle on that one, but unable to corral it and bring it back in. And at 9:20 to go in the opening half, Penn back up court with the basketball. You got to be asking yourself, can they get to double figures by halftime? Here's a feed right side. The ball stripped away. It's going to go out of bounds, but it will be Penn basketball. It'll come in at their baseline. 16 left on the shot clock. Full slate of games going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this afternoon. We'll be picking up some of those scores for you as the afternoon wears on. And don't forget the guys' game code up. 18-footer, in and out, no. Rebound, Penn, followed up. Yes, yes, Penn scores with 9 minutes to go in the first half. The bucket is going to be up and good. And give it to Jada Smith. So Jada Smith is on the board with her first 2 points of the game. It is 20-5, and on the other end, Benedictine missing a quick shot. Back up with Wacom Penn. 8:40 to go, opening half. Now 20-5. Penn may have found the range a little bit here. Harris goes to three. No, air ball caught on the fly by JJ. She brings it up, swings it left side. The dish across on the floor once. Hook shot, nope. Rebound followed up, nope. But a foul, Benedictine coming to the stripe. Stepping up to the line for the Lady Ravens is going to be Riley Rodinghouse. Riley with a couple of points in the ball game. Benedictine has committed 2 fouls in a game as a team. Dupert has one. Stork has one. And at the line is Riley Rodinghouse. Front half is in. So for Riley, it will be her first point today. Benedictine leading now 21-5. Second free throw, got them both. So Riley Rodinghouse with two. Lady Ravens go up 22-5, and we're 8:20 to play in the first half. The crowd is a little sparse, if you don't mind me saying. And now we're going to have a whistle off the basketball, and there will be a Benedictine foul. Going to be on Jennifer, rather on Rodinghouse. Riley Rodinghouse picks up that one. Penn looking to bring it in. They'll go left side, and as a shot for three is up, we're going to have another Benedictine foul, and Penn is coming to the free throw line. So Rodinghouse collected her first foul moments ago, and now we're going to have Jennifer Jacobs with her first. But more importantly than that, for William Penn, there are free throws coming up for Asia Arrowwood. Asia, the starting point guard, hasn't scored today, and her first free throw does not go in. She's got two more coming up. Mentioning the guys' game coming along here in a while. Second free throw, got it. So Asia Arrowwood is on the board, and it is 22-6. And the third free throw, she will get it also. So 22-7, and Penn already has more second quarter points than they had in the entire first. Benedictine trying to bring it up the floor. A little problem. The defense swarming on that upcourt play, but Nicholson's able to get it across the timeline, dumps it out on top in the center logo to Dubert. BC will set the offense in front of the Penn bench. It's going to be Josie Fees underneath the layup. Missed again by Jacobson. Those are shots that she just doesn't miss. But that one didn't go in. However, Lady Ravens are going to take the ball back in down to the baseline. Out of the court for BC, Nicholson, Dubert, Weiser, Jacobs, and Rodinghouse, the original starting five. It'll be Dubert to do the inbound work, and we're down at 7:41 to play. Opening quarter. They'll feed it over to the right side. That's going to be Weiser. Rotates around to the left. No room. BC will bring it back out on top to Josie. 22-7 Lady Ravens. Shot clock already down to 8. Dubert starts right, goes left, loses a handle on it. It's rolling around on the floor, wrestling after it. Dubert's going to launch a long desperation three. It's going to be off the mark, and it's not going to be in time. Benedictine will be charged with a shot clock violation, and it's going to come back to William Penn. Still a 22-7 Lady Raven lead as Benedictine in search of its 21st win of the year. Dubert will exit the floor for the Lady Ravens, and Benedictine is going to get Riley Brueggemann back into the game. One of the Raven triple Rileys that we talk about. She's a 5'8 sophomore out of Lenexa, Kansas. Now, BC will press a little bit on the inbound. Pin up to the midcourt line. We'll get it across. We'll pass backward to the wing, and then they'll bring it all the way to the top to set the offense. 7 minutes to go in the first half. The dish over to the right side, the feed over to the wing again in front of the Benedictine bench, down to the baseline. They keep trying this shot, still can't hit that shot. Rebound Jacobs. Here comes Benedictine. Nicholson into the forecourt. Long outlet and then a cross-court pass. Josie throws it away. I believe she anticipated Rodinghouse breaking to the basket. Rodinghouse did not. She was above the no-charge arc. And as that happens, we're going to get a Raven timeout. So Coach Folsom going to talk to him a little bit. We're taking a break. Down to 6:44 to go. We're in the opening half. Benedictine 22. William Penn's Lady Statesman 7.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to Benedictine Basketball here on CARE Radio. Benedictine Basketball, been on CARE Radio a long time. As I recall, we've been doing the game since 1952. How about that? Here we go. Crossing into the forecourt, William Penn brings it in, coming out of the Raven timeout. For Benedictine, no changes in the lineup. Rodinghouse, Jacobs, now Brueggemann, Nicholson, and Weiser. Backing into the lane, backing in, changing directions, backing in, turning, having the ball batted away. It's on the floor, saved by Penn. 2 seconds, 1 second, shot at the buzzer. It's an air ball. Ravens will have to inbound it off the shot clock violation. That was very, very nice defense for Rodinghouse. Riley having a little trouble getting any points yet today. She is 2 points, one foul, but she had a great defensive stand right there, and Riley probably due to check out pretty soon and as a normal rotation that Coach Folsom is going to put together. Josie tries a little reverse layup, and as she reaches up with the ball, it hits the bottom of the backboard. However, for Benedictine, the good news is there was a foul called on William Penn, and it'll be Josie Weiser coming to the free throw line. The foul for Penn is going to be on Emma Pitts. She's out of Carlisle, Iowa. You know where that's at, right? She's 5'7" or 5'5", 5'5" freshman. She went to Carlisle High School, and the first free throw is going to be up and good for Josie. It is her first point of the second quarter, her third point today. One more shot. Josie will get them both. She has four. And the Lady Ravens stretch their lead now to 24-7 on the road this afternoon. We're inside 6 minutes to go in the opening half. Penn taking it down the right side in front of the scorer's table. Will accelerate all the way to the corner. Change directions. Lob it way up high. Getting it back out on top. Here's a three. Launched and missed. Rebound battle for out of bounds and a foul on the floor. So there's going to be a foul by Benedictine. And then it's going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. That is going to be foul number two for the Lady Ravens senior from Wichita, Kansas, Capon Mount Carmel Catholic School. Carmen Morales is back in the game. It's good to see her back out there, not only because she's fun to watch and a good player, but also because having taken that big spill a little while ago, she's back up and seemed to be just fine. Here's a running shot off the mark. Rebound tipped out by Morales, but it's going to be rescued by Penn. They'll have it down to the baseline right, deep in the corner. Looking around, having trouble getting rid of the ball. Can't get rid of the ball. It's on the floor now. Rolling around in the rim. They're going to pick it up. Here comes Benedictine. Nicholson into the forecourt. Picked up on a double team. Dumps it out on top. Brugovic. 5:20 to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens with the basketball, leading at 24-7. Here's a three. It's on the way. It's off the mark. Long rebound deep in the corner, and it is going to get away out of bounds. Chased by Stork, and yes, Stork has come in for Riley Roddinghouse. So the front line, it'll be Nicole Stork and Carmen Morales, Josie Weiser, Kennedy Nicholson, Riley Brueggemann, still two starters out there for the Benedictine Lady Ravens. Just over 5 minutes to go in the first half. Officials having a little convo over here, getting all of the incidentals lined up. Brueggemann's waiting for the basketball, and she's like, all right, here we go. Inbound comes out on top. Morales, Josie, back underneath to give a go to Stork. She gets knocked to the floor, jumps right back up, doesn't hit the shot, is coming to the free throw line, and Penn will pick up another foul. This one is going to be on Lacey Whitcomb. Whitcomb, 5'7", senior from Overland Park. She went to Delta State. By the way, first free throw, no good for Nicole, and Stork continues to look for her first point of the afternoon. Benedictine, here's a little something for you. This free throw is good. Lady Ravens have 5 points in the second quarter. We're halfway through the second quarter. Five free throws. The Ravens have not hit a field goal yet in the second quarter. 5 of 6 at the free throw line. It is 25-7, Benedictine. Penn will work it right side. Now drive baseline, kick it out on top, nearly losing it. Nice job by Arrowwood to save that. Now for the deep right corner. The three is up and in. How about that three-point shot by Lacey Whitcomb? Whitcomb's first point of the game, 25-10. And, yes, Penn has made it to double-figure scoring. And still 4:20 to go in the first half. Brueggemann dumps it over to the left side to Stork, playing up in a high wing. Now to Morales at the post. Long cross court, deep into the corner, squaring up, launching three, no, a foul, and triple free throws coming up. It's going to be Kennedy Nicholson striding to the line. No, I thought they were going to call her for having been found in the act of shooting. Well, they're going to say that is not what happens here. By the way, while this is all being hashed out, Nicholson is going to come off the floor, and also coming off the floor is going to be Josie. Penn comes up court with the basketball. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Lady Ravens leading at 25-10. Not much scoring. And here's what happens. Here's kind of the danger of this. You're playing a team that has trouble scoring and has not had a lot of success, and it could kind of lull you to sleep, and maybe you're not as your aggressive self. Here's another baseline three, and another one is good for Whitcomb. 2 3-pointers here in the second quarter by Lacey Whitcomb, and that Raven lead beginning to disappear. It's 25-13. 3.5 to go in the half. Going just to the point I was beginning to make, sometimes playing against an opponent that struggles makes you struggle. You may not play as well. You may not be as sharp. You may not be, you know, quite on the same level that you normally would be. Here's a three. Perfect. 3-point shot, Brueggemann. And there's nothing like one or two of those to snap you right out of the doldrums. 28-13 BC. 3 minutes down to go in the first half. Penn will go into the forecourt on a little lob pass, and We're going to get a whistle, and there's going to be a travel. Before that lob, there's a turnover by William Penn. So Lacey Whitcomb will give it back to Benedictine. And the Lady Ravens will have it in at midcourt. Stork brings it in, gets it into Brueggemann. Riley skips pass over to the right side. You got Riley Wade back in there. So we got two Rileys in the game right now, Wade and Brueggemann. Here's acceleration to the left side, driving in. A lot of traffic, shot goes up. No, and again, we get a whistle and a foul, and Stork slaps her hands together and wishes she would have been able to hit that basket. But they are going to put her on the free throw line for a pair of shots. The foul is on Carly West, her second. And at the line, Nicole Stork. Nicole is one of two at the free throw line, hits the first one, makes her two of three, misses the second one, makes her two of four. It's 29-13, Benedictine. And Stork with 2 points, 2:40 to go, first half. Here comes Penn, bringing it up, little forearm leading the way. A shot completely across and over the rim. Benedictine brings it down. Duber has come back into the game. She will race to the far end of the floor, brings it back to Brueggemann, who will drive and shoot. It hangs on the front lip of the rim, and then falls away. No good. Penn has it with 2:15 to go in the half. Lady Statesman on a little bit of a comeback, and then as the ball gets to midcourt, we're going to get a Penn timeout. It'll be called by head coach Joe McKinstry, and we're taking a break. 2:16 to go, opening half of the ladies' game, but the guys' game still coming up. Benedictine 29, Penn 13.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Two teams coming off their respective sidelines, getting set to go back at it for the last 2 minutes and 16 in the opening half. On the court for Benedictine, let's see who they're going to have out there. Nicole Stork and Riley Brueggemann, Laura Duber, Carmen Morallison, Riley Wade. Penn's got, we got it here. Asia Arrowwood is back out there. Valtierra is in the game. Whitcomb, Smith, West. Looks like the five. It is Penn basketball. We're back at it. Statesman up the floor, and Ravens are going to try to pin them up against the corner just in the forecourt. That's always such risky business, to bring it into the forecourt, drive to the side, and then pull up the dribble. You find yourself getting pinned up against the midcourt line in the side. Fortunately for Penn, they were able to kick the ball out of bounds off a Raven player. It'll come back in again to the Lady Statesman. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Penn left side. Looking in for the three, looking, no. Comes back on top. Inside 2 minutes to go. First half. Starting to drive in is going to be, Whitcomb. Now the feet down to the baseline, and we're going to get a Benedictine foul. Probably on Stork. So Nicole has as many points as she has fouls. And at the line for William Penn, we're going to get Carly West. Now Carly, with 3 points in the opening quarter, is one of two, hits the first free throw, makes her two out of three at the free throw line. It's now 29-14. And the lefty gets them both. 29-15 on a pair of free throws by Carly West. And with full court pressure, looking him in the eye, Benedictine will have Riley Wade putting the ball in play from the backcourt. Wade will bring it in, gets it to Dubert, capable hands of Lauren Dubert. She'll have no difficulty coming into the forecourt, even though she's being pretty closely defended out there. Jada Smith in front of her. Here's Nicholson, spins into the lane. Out on top, Josie. She'll go three. There it is, Josie Weiser from outside. Her first three of the game, 32-15 Benedictine. Minute 25 to go in the first half. Penn brings it down, rotates it back off on top, and an official stopping play. Now we're going to have them, the officials, confer a little bit. And they are sending the teams to their benches. Not sure just what's going on. They're going to go and review something. I don't know if it's a shot clock issue or something else, but they're going to go look at that. Tell you while they're doing that, it will provide us an opportunity to kind of see what has gone on and what is going on around the Heart of America Athletic Conference this afternoon. As we are, can you believe it, Saturday the 17th, Saturday the 15th. First two games, first early games today, Park and Clark. And it was the Lady Pirates on the road up at Keele Center winning it today, 85-82 over the Pride. Mount Mercy with an 11-point win over Peru State up at Hennessey Center in Cedar Rapids. The other game's going on. Mid-America leads Culver Stockton. You knew they would. They're up by over 20 at halftime. Grandview and Missouri Valley, they are battling a one-point game in the last 2 minutes of the half up in Des Moines. And it is Baker and Graceland. Are you ready for this? It is one-point game in the Morton Center in the Moni on Senior Day for Graceland. Baker leads at 31-30. And they are still in the second quarter. So we will keep an eye on all of those scores as the afternoon moves along. Right now, though, not sure just exactly what they were looking for or what kind of issue they have, but they seem to have it ironed out to their satisfaction. And it will be Penn putting it in play. Lady Ravens getting that defense set up, and here we go with a minute 20 to go. The drive down to the baseline right. Ravens are going to double up the basketball, spinning, twisting, turning, and it's going to be thrown into the middle of the circle by Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson outlets Josie. Josie, fast break, coast to coast, lays it up and in. Josie Weiser for two. She took that thing down the floor, raced to the other end, and puts Benedictine in front now, 34-15, and we are at a minute to go in the half. Pin down floor, back and in. In traffic, triple team. The ball is stripped away, and they're going to say one of those Ravens commits a foul. And Penn is really frustrated, and particularly Carly West, throwing her hands in the air. She's like, how do I have no help when there are three defenders around me? The math is I got two teammates who are, like, standing around here somewhere with no one defending them, and she was getting no help. However, Carly's going to come to the free throw line where she is 3 out of 4, having hit her last three. She's got 5 points so far today. This one, no good. Carly West. She brings some size, and she's just a good one out there. The 6-foot junior from St. Paul, Minnesota, out of Mississippi Valley State. She will hit the first free throw, and Ravens now coming up the floor. Brueggemann is tripped from behind, and she okay. Just lays there for a little bit, and her teammates pull her to her feet. She smiles and looks like she's fine, but, man, that is risky business when you got somebody who trips you and you're running full tilt down the floor and then land on top of the basketball. But for Brueggemann, it'll be a couple of free throws. Bradley is a good free throw shooter. All right, got everybody set. 47 seconds to go in the opening half. Brueggemann, couple of dribbles. Puts up a shot, puts it in. For Riley, that will be 5 points this afternoon. Second free throw, she'll get them both. And Benedictine goes up 36-16. Lady Ravens with a 20-point lead in the last minute of the opening half. Pin down the floor, slides right. They love to go to the right side, it feels like. Now the pass in the middle, batted away by Morales and stolen by Josie. Weiser outlets it into the forecourt. Here's a pitch down the floor. up and in for Carmen Morales. Her first points of the game. 38-16, Benedictine. Shot clock's off. Penn's got his final shot. No, the Ravens come up with a steal at midcourt. And now Penn's going to steal it back. 16 front runner. Got it. That was a big shot that was up and good by Jada Smith. Three seconds left in the half. Riley Wade is going to inbound it for Benedictine. She's going to go the length to the court with the throw, and it's going to be stolen by Penn. There's the risk in that, and the long shot, air ball. We've come to halftime. Been a little bit wild, been a little up and down, but it's been Lady Raven dominance in the first half. We'll be back to summarize it as the teams head off the floor. In Oskaloosa, Iowa, Benedictine's Lady Ravens 38, William Penn 18.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Lady Raven basketball on a Saturday afternoon in February here on CARE Radio. And as we go down the scoring, okay, you're going to have to understand, most players don't have the kind of scoring numbers that you would expect them to have at halftime. But when you notice that so many players have scored, you're going to understand why. They've spread their points out around a lot of players. Now, Penn, not so much. Four players have scored for Penn. Lacey Whitcomb and Carly West have six apiece. Jada Smith, four, and the last two belong to Asia Arrowwood. For Benedictine, though, how about this? We've got like nine players who have scored in the game. Josie Weiser with nine. Eight for Lauren Dubert. Riley Brueggemann, six. Riley Wade, four. Kennedy Nicholson, three. And the two apiece, Jennifer Jacobs, Riley Roddinghouse, Carmen Morales, and Nicole Stork. So Benedictine, nine players have scored. And again, when you spread those points out a little bit, not quite as many for each one, but still 38 for the Lady Ravens at halftime. Looking at some of the shooting numbers, Penn started off the game shooting very poorly, and in the opening quarter, they were 1 of 18. After two quarters, they're up to 5 of 31, so that moves their shooting average from 5.6 up to 16.1%. It's still not exactly where you want it to be. From the outside, William Penn is now, instead of 0 for 9, they are 2 of 15. They are 13.3% three-point shooting. For Benedictine, at 10 of 25, the Lady Ravens have hit 40% of their shots and 41.7% from the outside on 5 of 12. At the free throw line, Benedictine has had a lot of free throws, 13 of 16, over 80%. Penn is 6 of 9, that's two-thirds. Turnovers, well, they're dead even at 8. Benedictine is out-rebounded, Penn, but just by a little bit, 23-19. Benedictine has 9 assists to play some great, great team ball, and Penn has compounded their difficulty by committing 11 first-half fouls. So when that's all said, and when you wrap it all up, bottom line is Benedictine played pretty well. Have they played better than this? Yeah, probably. But again, it is not easy to get yourself going against a team that has struggled like Penn has. And you remember I mentioned in the pregame last time these two teams met back in Atchison on the 2nd of January. Benedictine won it 91-46. They're going to have to go a ways to get to 91, but certainly not something that is impossible for them to do today here on the road. What we're going to do, though, we're going to take a little bit of a break. We're going to be back and bring in the second half of the ladies' game. And then, of course, do not leave, as it's going to be the Hoops doubleheader, Benedictine men, coming up here on Care Radio. That tip-off is slated for about 4 o'clock. And, I don't know, looking here at 2:49. Yeah, I think that we can make that happen. It's going to be pretty close to being spot on. So don't get away. It's halftime. Benedictine Lady Raven basketball. Again, that intermission score. BC 38, William Penn 18. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in the Care Sports Studio. He's got you halftime.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Good Saturday afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with you. Thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 for Benedictine Ravens basketball. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment. Coming up this Tuesday, we'll have Horton at JCN basketball with the girls' game scheduled to tip at 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:30 to 7:45. Wednesday, we will have Benedictine Ravens basketball as the Ravens are on the road at Baker. Join us for the women's game at 5:30. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30 p.m. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference in women's basketball, I have a couple of finals to report. It was Park over Clark, 85-82. In the Mount Mercy Peru State game, Mount Mercy came out on top, 70-59. In the halftime for the Mid-American Nazarene Culver Stockton game, it's Mid-American Nazarene 43, Culver Stockton 22. In the Missouri Valley Grandview game at the half, it's Grandview up by one with 31 points to Missouri Valley's 30. In the Baker-Graceland game at halftime, it is Baker 37, Graceland 30. And at the half, it is Benedictine 38 to William Penn 18. In men's basketball, we've got a couple of games in action right now. At the half, it is Peru State 39 to Mount Mercy's 30. With a minute and 25 seconds left in the first, it is Park 37 to Clark 33. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Slight chance of snow this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Highs around 35. North winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Slight chance of snow tonight. Lows level off around 8 above. Overcast. Daytime highs approaching 18. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. A dusting of snow today with another 1 to 3 inches. Tomorrow night through Monday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 31 degrees and cloudy in downtown Atchison. It feels like 19 out there. Winds are out of the north at 18 miles per hour. The relative humidity is at 77%. The dew point, 25 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure on the rise at 29.96 inches of mercury. Taking a look at radar right now, it is clear in the surrounding counties around Atchison. Up by Hiawatha, still clear. Holton is reading clear, and Leavenworth clear as well. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a couple of moments.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all season.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Acheson. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Acheson. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Acheson.
Return to the floor, going through some pre-second half warm-ups, and we're about ready to go with the third quarter of the ladies' game. The Benedictine women in front at William Penn, 38-18. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, yeah, he's the guy back in that Care Sports studio. He's doing the work, producing and engineering and doing all that stuff. Joseph, well done, man. We appreciate you. It is overcast and cold in Oskaloosa, Iowa this afternoon. About 27, 8 degrees and, like I say, just overcast. And it looks kind of, I think it feels like winter up in Iowa. All right, going to the second half. Looks like it's going to be the same starting five for both teams. Asia Arrowhead, Mariah Baltierra, Lacey Whitcomb, Jada Smith, and Carly West for William Penn. For Benedictine, 23rd season head coach Chad Folsom. The Lady Ravens are going to have Kennedy Nicholson and Lauren Dubert and Josie Weiser. You're going to have Jennifer Jacobs and Riley Roddinghouse. The ball belongs to the Lady Statesmen. We get underway in quarter number three. Penn now working toward their bench, and the Ravens are going to steal it. Dubert with the steal, drives down the floor, goes in, goes up, gets fouled and put on the floor of it. She bounds right back to her feet. And less than a half a minute into the second half, Benedictine is going to be coming to the free throw line. It will be Lauren Dubert. Lauren has 8 points, did not score in the second quarter, had all of those in the first. Her first free throw here is up and good. And the last time these two teams met, Lauren had what you would call a pretty good afternoon, right? 18 points, led the team in scoring, was 6 of 9, 2 of 5 from outside, and 4 of 7 at the free throw line. She'll hit both of these free throws, and Benedictine, as quickly as that, goes up 40-18. It is their largest lead of the game now at 22. And on the upcourt play, the ball is going to be slapped away and lost out of bounds. It will come back into Benedictine. So putting it to play right in front of the Raven bench, it'll be Josie Weiser to inbound it out on top. It'll go to Dubert. BC with the basketball. Dubert, little left-hand dribble, is going to pull it up, take it to the left side of the free throw line, feeds underneath where the shot goes up, won't go for Josie, and the rebound pulled back down by Penn. You don't usually see Josie in the middle taking that shot. A lot of times down there maybe for rebounding and stuff, and a driving shot on the other end is going to be up and good for Penn. So Carly West picks up her 8th point of the game, and it's 40-20, Benedictine. BC jump shot up and no. Rebound, cleared away by Penn. Carly West coming up with the board. She'll bring it up the floor herself. The 6-foot post says, let me just handle this. Goes coast to coast, misses the shot, and they're going to call a foul on Riley Roddinghouse. Riley getting a little bit behind Carly West and kind of reached out and across a little bit. And that is going to be what brings that foul on. Roddinghouse, second foul of the game. Free throw up, no good. Carly West will have one more shot coming. Early on in the second half, Her second free throw, way short. Rebounding it off the floor, Benedictine. It'll be brought down by the Ravens and brought up court by Lauren. Dubert into the forecourt, first to the right side, left, back to the right, works it over toward the edge, dumps it over to Josie. That's where you typically see her with the basketball. Out on top, JJ dumps it back to the left side to Lauren. Dubert shook her defender, goes baseline, puts up the running jump shot and hits it. Lauren Dubert with 12 now. It is 42-20. Benedictine, 8:20 to go in for the second time. BC leads by 22. Penn will bring it up. Goes right side to West. They've got Carly West doing a lot of ball handling and everything else. I mean, she is just a really, really solid player. She'll make a pass over to the left side. Driving to baseline is going to be Baltierra. And now she'll turn it over. Here come the Ravens. Benedictine down the floor. Dubert feeds underneath looking for Jacobson. Her bounce pass is going to be stepped in front of it, stolen away. It's going to be Baltierra coming up with the steal on the rims. They're going to press her on the upcourt play. She'll throw it across the timeline, and Penn is back on offense. 7:40 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine leading it 42-20. Back over to the right side with it, looking in the middle. Not a lot there, so they'll come outside straight away from the top. The three-point shot is up and good. Three-pointer, Asia Arrowwood. It is her first field goal of the game. And here comes Benedictine. 42-23, Lady Ravens. Here's Josie for three. Won't get it. And a rebound is going to be swept down once again by Penn. Arrowwood coming up with a basketball. And once more, you're going to get Carly West to bring it up the floor. I just find that so interesting that the six-foot post does a lot of the ball handling work for this team. Here's going to be Jada Smith. She'll dump it back left. And prior to a shot being taken, we're going to have a Raven foul probably 17 feet away from the rim over on the left side. Foul is going to be on Rottinghouse. And I have Riley now for three. And that will bring a Benedictine timeout. Ravens are going to take a break, and so shall we. Timeout on the court, 7:04 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens 42, William Penn 23.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Timeout. Penn will bring it in. Put up a quick three. Oh, that's air ball short. And now Stork, who's coming to the game, sitting on the floor trying to make that rebound from an on-the-floor position. Couldn't quite do it. And the Ravens will come up with it. They'll feed it to the right side. Comes out on top. Kennedy. Nicholson looking into the middle. Benedictine with a basketball. 15 on the shot clock. Dubert works her way over to the left side. Now Stork will go three. No. Gets her own rebound. Ravens will bring it back off on top. Here's a three. No. Rebound tipped out. Penn's going to clear this one down. And slowing it down to the backcourt is going to be Lacey Whitcomb. She'll let her team join her. And once more, you're going to get Carly West bringing it up the floor. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Penn's 18-foot jump shot. Nope. More Benedictine fouls. This one, I think, on Josie. So the foul is going to be on Josie Weiser. And it will be her first one today. So to go with her 9 points, Josie with one foul, and Penn coming to the free throw line. The shot is going to be up for Jada Smith. It is going to be good. One more shot coming up for Jada. That is her fifth point of the game. And the second one goes in, but I think they're just, the official says no. They're going to wipe it away with a lane violation. So no second free throw. It is 42-24 Benedictine. Just over 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Josie brings it down, dumps it over to the right side. Driving across is Dubert. Back out of top to Josie. They'll feed into the middle, and Jacobs had no idea there was no one near her. She kind of hesitates, looks around, and realizes no defender. You betcha. And she goes in and lays it in. She's got four. Ravens again by 20 at 44-24. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Penn down the floor with it. West will go to the left side, trying to set a screen. The Ravens work around it. They'd like to get Lacey Whitcomb a chance at another three. She had a couple of corner threes in that first half. Here's one from the top. It's going to be up and good for three. Three-point shot for Penn. And how about that? Jada Smith knocks it down. So Jada's first three of the game, and it's 44-27. And then Benedictine goes right back down to the other end and putting it up and in. 46-27, Lady Ravens on a Jennifer Jacobs bucket. BC turns, shoots off the glass. Josie gets it to roll in from about 12 feet away. So Josie Weiser, first points of the second half, and she's in double-figure scoring now with 11. It is now 48-27, Benedictine. And the ball knocked away, stolen by Kennedy. Nicholson outlets Josie, kicks it right. Josie passes up a shot from about 8 feet and passes it to Dubert, who's inside down to the baseline for the easy layup, and a defender comes flying in late, puts her on the floor. And at 4:38 to go, surely there was a foul that's going to put Dubert at the line here, right? So foul is going to be on Jada. So Jada Smith picks up her first foul of the game. It'll be Penn foul two. Benedictine has, what, three fouls now in this third quarter. And Brueggemann enters the game. BC will just bring it in, and Jennifer Jacobs puts it up and in. Jennifer Jacobs, her eighth point of the game. It is now 50-27 Benedictine with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Baseline three, in and out. Rebound tipped out, saved by Penn. So William Penn is going to be able to keep it alive, and they'll dribble it up toward the top side. That's going to be Michaela Berger, who's come back into the lineup. Berger, and now the left side, spinning 360, turning and shooting and scoring. That was a tough shot by Jada Smith. Jada kind of coming into her own a little bit here. 50-29. 3:50 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine has been in control of this game since, what, so literally the opening moments. They trailed 2-0 after the first possession, and Penn scored, and then Penn almost didn't score again in the first quarter. Here's Jacobs going up for a shot and gets knocked to the floor. She's okay, and back to the free throw line we come. It feels like we have seen a lot of fouls in this game. Jennifer Jacobs going to be coming to the line as Michaela Berger picks up that foul. It is her third. Jacobs having a big third quarter. Her first free throw is good. Now, one more free throw coming up here for Jennifer Jacobs. Looking for how many fouls we have seen so far. 14 by Penn, 10 by Benedictine. Second free throw is up, and it is not going to go. Rebound. Here comes Penn. Back down court with the basketball. 53-29, Benedictine. 3:20 left in the third quarter. Again, the Lady Ravens have stretched this to, what, a 24-point lead now. Here's a three way wide to the left side. Rebound is going to be tipped out by Josie, picked up by BC. Driving down, Dubert, rotate shot, no, followed up by Jacobs, no. Rebound pulled down underneath by West. Here comes Penn. Ravens rushed that possession just a little bit, looking for the quick score. Here's a shot at the other end, blocked with two hands by Benedictine. And back up the floor, Lady Ravens. Josie on the right side feeds to Jacobs. They're going to say Josie had her heels on the out-of-bound line in front of the Benedictine bench. Lady Ravens are going to turn it over. 2:45 to go in the third. Is this game moving along at a very brisk clip? Penn will have it in play now at the backcourt. Substitutions, Josie will check out of the game for a little bit. Hattie Gross is going to come in. We got Riley Wade into the game. Penn is going to bring Cortland Jackson in for Jada Smith. And so as Penn comes up floor with it, before I can even get all the names of the new players in, we have a Benedictine foul. 2:34. The foul is going to be on Hattie Gross. She's in the game for a moment before picking up that first foul. And here's a feed underneath and the layup from the left side. It's up and good. So Carly West adds to her scoring total, and she's in double figures now with 10. 53-31, Lady Ravens. Brueggemann brings it down. Beats in the middle. J.J. turns, twists, shoots, and scores. Jacobs two more. Jennifer Jacobs having a huge third quarter. And we're 2 minutes of playing in the third. Benedictine by 24 again at 55-31. Baseline three for Penn. Rims off, no good. Stork rebounds it down. Here comes Brueggemann. Benedictine will run it into the forecourt. Brueggemann back to the right side. Keeps the dribble alive. Now backs away a little bit. She's up there working against Baltierra. Gets it to Stork. Back out on top it comes. Wade passes up the three. Goes to Hattie. Back in the middle it comes. Twisting and turning is Jacobs. And her pass is over the head of and missed by Stork. And Benedictine will turn it over. And Coach Folsom is going to take a timeout. He's got a lot of new players in there. Probably going to want to just make sure everybody's kind of settled in and knows where they're supposed to be. And so we're going to share this timeout with the Lady Ravens with a minute 36 to go in the third quarter. It's all Benedictine in Iowa. Lady Ravens 55, Penn 31.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
In Oskaloosa, Iowa this afternoon. We're about ready to move into, are you ready for this? The final week of the college basketball season for Benedictine, and then it'll be conference tournament time. Here's a driving shot off the glass and good. Two more for Carly West. She has been really, really solid today. Those are her 12th points. She's got an opportunity at another one here at the free throw line. And the foul is going to be on Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs has three personal fouls now, and she will come off the floor. Carmen Morales is in for her. Morales, Rodinghouse, Wade, Brueggemann, Gross. Free throw, good. Completing the three-point play, Carly West is able to get Penn back to within a 55-34 count and a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine right side goes over to Stork, long cross court right side, stepping down to the baseline, pulling up the short jumper, it's too soft, rebound Morales, Carmen on the floor once, wants to get the shot, can't, throws it out on top where it's going to be stepped in front of it, stolen away by Cortland Jackson. Cortland Jackson has come into the game for Penn, a 5'8 sophomore out of Des Moines. Here come the Statesmen in the last minute now with the third quarter. Driving into the middle is going to be Baltierra. Out on top, the three, no. Rebound, Benedictine. Lady Ravens had it and gave it up, and now they've got it again, and reaching in there, fighting and battling for the ball is going to be Kennedy Nicholson. 40 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And the Ravens are going to switch it up a little bit. Hattie Gross is going to check back out. Brueggemann is going to come out. Wade is going to come out. Rodinghouse comes out. Going to bring Weiser and Dubert and Nicholson and Stork back in. So Coach obviously has a little plan here. Something he's want to work on, something he's want to see, something that he wants to have this particular group on the floor. You don't make four substitutions with a half a minute to go in a 20-point game without having a plan. Coach Folsom has obviously some plan here. Stork will bring it in. And again, there is plenty of time. We've got more than a full shot clock. In fact, there are about 6 seconds left after the shot clock. Here's a backdoor pass to Stork. Lobs it out on top. Nearly lost it. To feed Morales. She'll back in. Fall away. Gets grabbed by the arm. And there's going to be a foul on Cortland Jackson. Now, Cortland, she says, I probably knew I did that. The 5'8" sophomore commits the foul, and Benedictine will come to the free throw line. Stepping up there is Carmen. Her shot? No. It rolled around, spun around, and spit out the other side. Morales with 2 points in the game on a field goal in the second quarter. Looking to add one more point here. Focuses, shoots, and cannot get that one either. Penn coming up with a rebound, and wait a minute. We have a lane violation. The official from the top says, wait a minute. No, no, you over there had fallen in. And so stepping into the lane was going to be Berger. So the Ravens are going to get a little reprieve. Let's see if she can make this one go. And does. So Carmen Morales will get another opportunity and made it count. It is 56-34. Now the shot clock is off. 15, 14, 13 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Pin with a basketball going all the way to the rack. The shot is going to be up. It's going to be no good. But again, we're going to see Curly West coming to the free throw line. William Penn women's basketball today has been the Curly West show. She has been just really, really good. Curly gets a little step and races down the side of the lane, has a collision with Dubert. Dubert goes to the floor and is credited for her second foul. The first free throw is up and good. And Carly West continues to roll up the points. That is 14. And this is 15. And it is 56-36. Benedictine by 20. Ravens have time to get a shot off. Instead, they throw it away. Penn's got time to get a shot off. They go right side. Feed it out on top. Now it's loose on the floor. Fighting for the loose basketball. And as it rolls around on the court, the third quarter comes to an end. Not a pretty ending to the third quarter of the game, but a 20-point lead is always nice. We're going to go to the fourth. Benedictine, Lady Ravens 56, William Penn 36.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Points in the third quarter. William Penn has scored as much in the third quarter as he did in the first half of the game today. And they continue to be led by Carly West with 15 double figures for Jada Smith, 10. And the only other two players who have scored, Lacey Whitcomb, 6, and 5 for Asia Arrowwood. For Benedictine, well, for the Lady Ravens, it was an 18-point half. And that is equaling their lowest scoring quarter. 20 in the first, 18 in the second, now 18 in the third. Benedictine, three players in double digits. Lauren Dubert with 12 and 11 apiece for Jennifer Jacobs and Josie Weiser. We go to the fourth quarter. Penn puts the ball in play. We're back at it. Welcome to Benedictine College Basketball on Care Radio this afternoon. The guys' game, oh, yeah, still coming up. We're expecting it to start at about 4 o'clock, and Penn will throw the ball away. They dump it into the right side, trying to get into the corner, but it will elude everyone, go into the band. The band is good. Matter of fact, the band is, I don't know, maybe most of the crowd today. Pretty close. Ravens with their first possession of the second half. They'll feed across, and the left-handed layup is going to be good. Laying it up and in, Nicole Stork. Stork doubled her game-high scoring right there. She has now got four and is 58-36. 9:20 to play. Finn will widen out the floor again, works left side. Out on top, that's Tiana Traylor. I don't think we've seen Tiana today, a 5'6 junior from Springfield, Illinois, out of Blackburn College. And now the Ravens with the steal. Here comes Lauren. Right side, Kennedy. Back to Lauren. Here's Josie. Carmen in the middle. Two-handed push pass. Kennedy all alone. Sets up. Puts it up. Won't get it. Josie puts it back up and in. Josie Weiser coming out with the offensive rebound and straight back up. And now she is the Lady Raven leading scorer with 13. 60-36. For the third time today, Benedictine leads by 24. And we've got 8.5 minutes left. Working to the ball around the left side. Pin will work it out on top. Looking into the middle is going to be Tiana Traylor. They'll dump it to the baseline right. Whitcomb, she is their best perimeter shooter. Gets it to Jada Smith and reaching in to try to commit a steal. We're going to have a foul on Nicole Stork. So, Nicole, 4 points, three fouls today. Morales has 3 points. Kennedy Nicholson has only 3 points. That is quite uncharacteristic for her. She hit a three-pointer in the first quarter. Here comes Penn. Can't find anywhere to go with it, so just turning and squaring up and spotting up and throwing in the three, Jada Smith. Jada said, wait a minute, there's nobody around. I might as well just shoot it. And she did, and she does it well at 60-39. 8 minutes left. Ravens in the corner. It's Josie. It's off the mark. Rebound underneath Stork. Left side to Dubert for three. Nope. Rebound Josie. Got fouled. Nope. Rebound back up and in that time by Morales Benedictine owning the board. Carmen Morales has five. 62-39. 7.5 to go. Clock zipping along here in the fourth quarter. Jada Smith works to the baseline, and Stork tries to slide down in front of her. Jada had to work around the outside of Carmen Morales, and Stork thought she was going to kind of cut her off there, and in the process picks up her fourth foul. And do you know what it means when you get four fouls in a game? Probably means you're coming out. That's what happens right here. Benedictine is going to put Jennifer Jacobs back in. 62-39, Lady Ravens. Benedictine about to notch its 21st win of the year. Driving shot for William Penn. Going to be up and good. Nice touch on the shot for Penn. And that's Jada Smith with two more. Jada, 15 points now. Already five in the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. Benedictine will go baseline. Jacobs has it stripped out of her hands. And there was some contact apparently in there, and it will be Jacobs at the free throw line for the Lady Ravens. Jennifer, coming to the line today. Let's see where she's at. She is 1 of 2 at the free throw line, 11 points. Only had 2 points at halftime, had a nice third quarter. Reaching in, the foul on Asia. Jacobs kind of takes a little look over her left shoulder, says, okay, somebody's back there behind me. Okay, all right. She's satisfied. Everybody's good. The free throw is up and good. And Jennifer Jacobs hits both free throws. It is 64-41. 6:48 to go. Lady Ravens really have not stretched that lead. Three-pointer, nope. Rebound is off the floor. And picking it up is going to be Nicholson. Here comes Kennedy. Weaves it over to the left side. Dubert for three. Wow, yes. Lauren Dubert, 15 points. Again, the last time these two teams met, she had 18. She was 6 of 9 shooting the ball, 4 of 7 at the free throw line. Pin back up with it, and Benedictine with its largest lead of the game, 67-41. 6 minutes to go. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound, Dubert. Lauren will bring it down. Skips it into the lane. Jacobs falling away, got fouled again. And here's the problem with all the fouls. I mean, it is a 26-point game. The problem with all the fouls is it's just making it now stretch out. It's stretched out, taking a lot of time. Now BC is going to make a couple of substitutions. I think I see Josie is going to come out of the game, and we're going to see Michaela Bauman in. I don't think Michaela has been there today. First free throw up and good for Jacobs. Looks at it, sends it. That one rolls in also. It is now 69-41, Benedictine by 28, 5:50 to play. That's not going to be Bauman coming. That's going to be Moser. I thought maybe it's going to be Bauman, but it's going to be Diana Moser into the game. As I suspect, we're going to get to see Coach Folsom work a lot of players into the game now. We're going to get another entry. See Moser and Dubert out there. Morales. Moser. Here we go. Baseline three. Whoa, way too strong. Rebounds on the floor and lost. Picked back up by Penn. And we're going to have a tackle for a foul by Carmen Morales. Carmen was diving for the ball. A Penn player was diving for the ball. Carmen took her out at the ankles. And for Morales, it will be foul number one. Lady Ravens, three team fouls. Penn, two team fouls. Still with 5:26 to play. Penn looking for somewhere, someone to put the ball in. And, yeah, I was right a moment ago that it is Michaela Bauman out there. So, Michaela is, in fact, out there. 5:26 to go in the ball game. Officials resetting the shot clock to 20 to satisfy that need. And here we go. It is Penn basketball from their end. Driving in, crashing in. Offensive foul called. What a nice job in the middle of standing in and drawing a contact and taking a foul for Benedictine. Here comes the Lady Raven offense. It'll come into Dubert deep in the backcourt. I expect to see Hattie back out there. She was only in there for a couple, 3 minutes a while ago. I would expect to see her in very shortly, although there's no one at the scorer's table checking in right now. She is typically the next up player on the rotation that we've seen Coach kind of develop over the year. Here's Bauman for three, wide left. Rebound is on the floor, is going to be saved by Jacobs. And the official stops the game, and not sure what's happening here. Two officials coming together just above the top of the key. One of them's kind of pointing somewhere, and whatever it is, it couldn't have been much. They're going to get it all set back up, and the Ravens will have Michaela Bauman inbounding it from the side. I see no repercussions for anyone. And Benedictine will be bringing it in. It'll come out on top, Lauren Dubert. Dubert, Moser, Bauman, Jacobs, Morales. Kind of an interesting five. I don't know if we've seen that five. Here's Moser back out. Carmen all alone. She'll go three. She'll hit the three. How about that, Carmen Morales? She had the ball about a half a step above the rail straight away from the top, and no one's around. She says, well, I could throw it there. Put it right in. 72-41. Benedictine by 31. Driving shot, other end up, no good. Here comes Dubert. Outlets it up the court. The lob back. Bauman, kick to the right. Dubert, that is a spectacular bit of handling the basketball. Lady Ravens shared it, moved it around, found the open player. Dubert has, what now, 12, 17 points? It is 74-41, 4 minutes to go. BC by 33. Baseline three, deep on the left side, is good. Three-pointer by Jada Smith. She's got 8 and a quarter, 18 in the game. Now Benedictine coast-to-coast, driving shot. Count it for Moser. Her first points today. It is 76-44, 3:37 left. Lacey Whitcomb. For Penn, way up topside. Whitcomb, one of the starters. I haven't seen a lot out of her, heard a lot out of her. She'll put up this shot and she'll hit it. So we hadn't heard much until there's another bucket for her. Lacey Whitcomb scored in the second quarter. None in the first, none in the third. Hits that one here in the fourth. Ravens go to Morales in the lane. The turnaround shot, no. Carmen with the rebound. Follows it up, no, and got fouled. It'll be Carmen Morales coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. 3 minutes to play. And a near 30-point, 29-point lead for the Lady Ravens, 76-47. Carmen Morales will come to the line. Now Benedictine is going to take Lauren Dubert and Jennifer Jacobs out, and it will be Hattie Gross coming in. And also into the lineup for Benedictine, we're going to get Shea Lewis, the 5'9" sophomore at a Union Star, Missouri. First of two free throws, right in there. Carmen Morales, 1 point away from a double-digit game. Eyes it, and there it is. It was perfect, too. So Carmen Morales makes it 70. Wait a minute, did they wave that one off? Was there a lane violation by someone? There was. So Morales will not get credit for the second shot. It is 77-47. We are now inside 3 minutes to play. Morales, Bauman, Lewis, Mosier, Gross. Again, a five I'm not certain that we have seen on the floor yet this year. Three-pointer straight away. Nope. Long rebound. Carmen gets it away to Mosier, and we have contact. A foul in the backcourt. It's going to be on William Penn. They tried to steal the ball back, and in the process, going to be a foul called. Now we're going to see Carmen Morales come out of the game. It is dead ball. And into the lineup, it'll be Grace Dixon for Benedictine. Hey, last time these two teams met, Grace ended up with 4 points. Grace Dixon, a 6'1 junior from Manhattan, Kansas. And here comes Benedictine. Ravens up the floor with the basketball, leading it by 30. Into the lane, Mosier kicks it over, right side, it's up and good! Dixon gets the assist, and Grace Dixon gets the point. Now the Ravens with another offensive trip. Right side, shot blocked. So Benedictine having a little fun now, leading it 79-47, 2:15 to play. 21 wins, and still going into a week where, for the Lady Ravens, a couple of, y'all don't like to say it, but a couple of winnable, really winnable games. BC will inbound, and the inbound pass is going to be knocked away from Bauman. And they're going to say it's off Michaela. So right in front of Coach Folsom, it will be William Penn basketball. 2:14 to go in the ball game. Lady Ravens did not lead from start to finish. They trailed after the first possession, 2-0, but never trailed after that. Curly West will have it topside. She's been outstanding. Here's a baseline three, very short, and the Ravens will rebound it down, and the upcourt pass is going to be stolen back by Penn. Here comes Penn. They'll feed in the lane, twisting, turning the shot, no. Rebound Benedictine. Lady Ravens coming down with it, and Shea Lewis with the board. And on top, it's going to be Mosier. Minute and a half left in the game. Mosier plays off of Bauman screen, gets it back. Michaela straight away for three, buries it. Michaela Bauman. It's 82-47. Again, the last time these two teams met, it was 91-46. So kind of in that neighborhood. Here's a running shot, left-handed shot. It's going to be up and good for Penn. We've got a minute 15 to go. Carly West with two more points. Mosier up the floor, loses the handle, was able to pick it back up on the dribble. Almost got the hand beneath it, but was able to get back on top of the ball. Now the pass down low, down to the block, and it's going to be taken away from Grace. Here comes Penn in the last minute of the ball game. Penn will race down the left side, dish it into the corner. Accelerate across the lane, twisting counterclockwise, spinning, looking, turning, nothing there. Out on top, it's three. It's air ball short, and the Ravens are going to just stand back and let it go out of bounds on a couple of hops. 38 seconds to play. Benedictine will inbound from deep in the backcourt. Maggie Torber's out there. You got Maggie in the game. I was like seeing the youngsters out there out of Blue Rapids, Kansas, a 5'8 freshman. The shot goes up, and no good. Rebound, pin, shot clock's off. Hattie Gross, Maggie Torber, Diana Moser, Shea Lewis, Grace Dixon. There is a big chunk of the Benedictine future out of the floor right now for Coach Folsom, because he's got six seniors, and Penn's not even going to try to put a bucket in. They're going to run it down, and that's going to do it. Final score this afternoon, the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 81, William Penn, 49, and we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
It's time now for the Amber Well Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants to have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Sometimes history does repeat itself. Last time these two teams met, Benedictine had 12 players in the scoring column. Today they had 12 players in the scoring column. Last time it was 91-46. Today it was 81-49. Two very similar games with two very similar outcomes, both of them. Dominating wins by Benedictine. Let's take a look at the scoring this afternoon. First of all, for William Penn, they could never get more than four players to get points on the board, but I tell you, they had a couple of them that did a fabulous job with Jada Smith knocking down 18 and Carly West 17. Penn had two players combining for those 35 points. Nine for Lacey Whitcomb. The other five belonged to Asia Arrowwood. No other player for Penn put any points up today. For Benedictine, it's going to take a minute, but Lauren Dubert, she had a huge game the last time these two teams met. She had 18. Well, today it was 19 for Lauren. Jennifer Jacobs, 15, 13 for Josie Weiser. 9 points this afternoon for Carmen Morales. Riley Brueggemann had six with four apiece. It was Riley Wade and Nicole Stork. Kennedy Nicholson had three. Then Diana Moser, Michaela Bauman, Riley Rottinghouse, and Grace Dixon, each with two this afternoon for Benedictine. As William Penn will go to 3-22 on the year and now 2-19 in the conference. The Lady Ravens having still a fantastic year and getting better. 21-5, 18-4 in the heart. So congratulations to Coach Folsom and the Lady Ravens. And we'll be with them a couple of times next week as Benedictine has, what, next Wednesday we'll be with them in Baldwin City, BC at Baker, before the final game of the year next Saturday afternoon up in the Nolan Gym hosting Grandview. And that will be for all the marbles right there. All I can tell you is don't go far. Guys game coming up before long. Get a final score in game one this afternoon. It was Benedictine's Lady Ravens 82, William Penn 49. We're going to kick it back to Joseph at the CARE Sports Studio. Men's College Basketball coming up here on CARE before long.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.